9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete. You don't have to try and work to complete yourself. We are complete. In him which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him, through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. And a great, great verse that goes with this is 2 Corinthians 5:19. Let's just turn to that. I don't have that written down. 2 Corinthians 5. You know, people get so falling all over themselves about a little tiny little word called sin. They stumble and they flop around and they get all confused about it. Verse 19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Are we reconciled? 2 Corinthians 5:19. Okay, if God didn't do what he says he did in Colossians 3, verse 13, forgiving you all trespasses, if he didn't do that, he'd have to impute them. We are forgiven. 2,000 years ago, I wasn't born, hadn't committed a thing. But he forgave me. A lot of people think that your sins are forgiven when you ask for forgiveness. Mine weren't. I used to think that's what took care of me. Oh, it felt so good for about 2 hours. And then that old ugly old beast of me showed right back up. Hey, if it lasted 2 hours, I was lucky. You know, I'll never forget the fear of going through the programs we had in church with communion. You know, they'd read the verses where they said, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. I mean, drilling that guilt down in you. And I'd get down on that bench and I would plead to God to forgive me. All the while not knowing that I was forgiven. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 11 and 12. I love the word are. Makes it present tense. It makes it right now. A lot of these people back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's to come. It's not already done. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified by the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Are we justified, sanctified? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 3. Somebody wants to try and get you, judge you, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. I like that. I'm in Christ. Ephesians 4. We're returning to where we were.
Yeah, where we are going now.
Ephesians 4. You know, when you establish, I could have used this verse earlier, but when we're established in that the book is the Word of God, that Christ died for our sins, when we're all established in everything we already talked about, we're not going to have happen what happens in 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive you.